Hello, everyone. Welcome to the January 10th, 2016 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm your intrepid host, Ron Berger. So, let's take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's in store in the heavens for January 10th to January 17th and beyond? There are no major changes in the zodiac this week, so I'll take advantage of the lull to look at some of the potentials for the new positions of the moon's nodes, which changed signs last week. The nodes, called Rahu and Ketu in Vedic astrology, are the intersection points of the apparent paths of the sun and the moon as seen from the earth. Although they are calculated points, Vedic astrology considers them to be nearly equal in importance to the physical planets. The nodes move backwards through the zodiac, taking about a year and a half to move through a sign. Rahu is now in Leo, and Ketu is in Aquarius, until September 2017. Rahu is the signifier of ambition, focus, innovation, transformation, and the potential for material success. Ketu is the significator of past karma, spiritualization, idealism, dissatisfaction with the status quo, and changes beyond your control. Rahu is more amenable to our conscious awareness. Ketu is more subtractive on the material plane and operates more mysteriously. Both nodes indicate change in general, and since they are eclipse points, they also have the downside of obscuring things, in other words, causing distortion and confusion. So now, I'll go through the zodiac and analyze what sorts of results can be expected for each rising sign. For Aries rising, Rahu is in the 5th, Ketu is in the 11th. The significator of great desire in the 5th house of romance indicates an obsession with finding love. Since Rahu is something foreign, this could well be someone of a different culture. Rahu as an innovator suggests a new approach in other 5th house activities, such as the relationship with your child or your creative project. On the other end of the stick, Ketu in your 11th house is not helpful for profits and gains, which tend to be less than expected during this transit. Ketu can also bring separation or loss of an 11th house person, a friend or associate or elder sibling. Since Ketu indicates dissatisfaction and change, this transit can result in changes to your goals and ambitions. If you are Taurus rising, Rahu in your 4th house puts the focus on transforming your home. You will become obsessed with finding self-satisfaction, stability, and security, especially as connected to property and assets, including your car. There can also be a new direction in your relationship with your mother. Simultaneously, Ketu transiting in your 10th house of career indicates a change in this department of your life, which could go as far as completely abandoning the present position or even your profession and heading off in a completely new direction. For Gemini rising people, Rahu transiting in your 3rd house puts the focus on everyday activities, your desires and initiative, the use of your skills and talents, and the relationship with your younger sibling and or neighbor. In Vedic astrology, this is considered a beneficial transit, since the desire characteristic of Rahu fits in with the desire signification of the third house. It's a good transit for using your skills and talents in new, innovative ways. Ketu, transiting opposite in your ninth house, brings changes to the ninth house area of relationship with father and or guru, and may even signify a break from your religion or belief system. Since the ninth house has a general signification of future and destiny, Ketu's influence here makes you doubt the path you have chosen for yourself, causing you to reconsider your agenda for the future. Rahu will be in the second house for Cancer rising charts, indicating an obsession with your material world, your personal finances, and relations with family members. Rahu here increases the desire for acquiring new material objects. Ketu, opposite in the eighth house of other people's money, has its usual subtractive effects. In other words, a negative change in your partner's finances, or whatever financial support you are used to getting. This nodal configuration forces you to be more self-reliant, more focused on creating your own resources of material support. Ketu is a spiritualizing factor in your eighth house of metaphysical knowledge and can be helpful in this area if you are so inclined. Leo rising people experience the Rahu energy in the most personal way, in the first house of self and ego. Rahu becomes an agent of self-transformation for Leo people over the next year and a half. This transit brings more focus on oneself, on personal ambition, on being a special person. The tendency is to add to the usual Leo qualities of self-centeredness. On the other end of the stick, Ketu transiting through the seventh house is detrimental for the seventh house significations of marriage, business partnerships, and clients. These relationships seem less satisfactory than before, tend to go through unplanned changes, and up to and including dissolution. On the upside, it is possible that Ketu brings about a more spiritual relationship with the spouse, if the two of you are so inclined. If you are Virgo rising, Rahu transits through your 12th house, with Ketu transiting through your 6th house. Rahu's quality of desire and obsession puts the focus on 12th house significations of foreign lands, encouraging a trip somewhere, perhaps. Rahu in the house of generosity and charitable acts can prompt you to do more for the disadvantaged. Or you could become engrossed in a spiritual quest, pouring your energy into meditation, introspection, dream work, and so on. Ketu, transiting in your sixth house, indicates dissatisfaction with your job and unexpected changes in your employment situation. Ketu represents the unseen world, which in the sixth house of health and disease can bring ill health from viruses and bacteria. Rahu is transiting in the 11th house for Libra rising people. This is considered a favorable transit, since Rahu is an indicator of desire, and the 11th house is goals and ambitions. Rahu's signification of material success is also welcome in this part of the chart, gains and profits. The planet of transformation in your house of friends and associates can bring changes in these relationships. Meanwhile, Ketu, transiting in your fifth house, is problematic in the romance department, causing dissatisfaction and potential changes in this area of your life. K2 transiting in the fifth house is also unfavorable for your relationship with your children. They seem to be lacking in some respect. For Scorpio people, Rahu is transiting in your 10th house, putting the focus on career and professional success. The obsession with success out in the world causes you to abandon your 4th house of home, comforts, and security, so be careful that your career ambition doesn't result in so much sacrifice that you go through setbacks on the home front. Also, this transit is not good for your mother, so best to keep in touch and not abandon that relationship. Since K2 can cause events beyond your control, in some cases, this transit results in actually losing your home. Rahu is in the 9th house for Sagittarius people, where it creates an obsession with what you believe, be it your religion or your personal code of ethics. Since Sagittarius is a sign devoted to its own point of view anyway, this transit accentuates one of your natural traits. But be careful of doing too much proselytizing, which will activate the K2 transit in your 3rd house. Alienation and loss of 3rd house people, such as siblings and neighbors. Rahu in the 9th house of long-distance travel creates the desire to take a journey. K2 in the 3rd house of everyday life indicates having to adapt to unexpected changes occurring in your daily routine. If you are Capricorn rising, Rahu is transiting in your 8th house, where it puts the focus on your partner's wealth and financial arrangements with others. This transit also creates more interest in research, including occult subjects. But be careful of getting too fascinated with 8th house forbidden actions, which could lead to humiliation. Meanwhile, K2's transit in your 2nd house is detrimental to personal finances, which will be inadequate, thereby creating more dependence on the 8th house of other people's resources. K2's signification of loss in the house of family is subtractive for your family. The family situation seems more burdensome, and it can even manifest as loss of a family member. For Aquarius people, Rahu transits in your 7th house, the significator of obsession in the house of relationship. This transit position lends urgency to either finding a partner or for transforming an existing partnership into something more suitable. Rahu here can also bring more success from far away, such as doing business transactions in distant places. K2's transit in the house of self indicates some sort of sacrifice, like having to change yourself to adapt to the needs of your partner. K2 is subtractive for the physical body. This transit can manifest as a health crisis, especially if there are already indications of health problems. Pisces rising charts have Rahu transiting in the 6th house, where it puts focus on your job and your employment situation. Usually, this is a good transit. It's the signifier of innovation in the house of solving problems, helping you to come up with new ways of dealing with your difficulties or your employment. But Rahu is an indicator of confusion and is not so good for the 6th house signification of health and disease, causing health issues that are difficult to diagnose. K2 transiting opposite in your 12th house of humanitarian acts and the disadvantaged encourages sympathetic Pisces to make a sacrifice for someone in need. K2 as a natural spiritual indicator in the 12th house of seclusion and the subconscious manifests as the desire to meditate. So there you have it. A snapshot of the effects of Rahu in Leo and K2 in Aquarius for each sign over the next year and a half. Thanks for visiting AstrologyNewsReport.com. I'll be posting updates during the week, as usual, on Twitter, at Astro News Report.